You know, there will be a time when you may not have access to the Bible. You may not have access to worship with music. You know, the disciples didn't have, you know, MP3 players and computers or boom boxes, you know. They didn't have anything. They had to rely on the Holy Spirit. And I really believe that the Word of God is awesome. It's great that we can come together and worship the Lord, but what are you going to do when it's all taken away? And that's where fellowship is essential, because that's when the body of Christ will be leaning on one another in the direction of the Holy Spirit. They'll be going, what did the Spirit tell you? No, what did the Spirit tell you? You know, there'll be a lot of, what did the Spirit tell you? And that's okay, because we're going to be led by the Spirit. But right now, we have the Word of God, and everything's about training for reigning, preparation for what's getting ready to come. There is a tremendous amount of training right now. There is a lot of revelation and impartations. We're seeing many things, and it's not just about signs and wonders and so forth, but God is releasing things that have been hidden in mysteries that have been hidden, that are being revealed. Things are being unveiled, and it's for a specific time for us right now, because what is getting ready to happen. Again, we are in the new age of darkness. And I truly believe that that new age of darkness started in 2012. And in that, we're seeing darkness no longer hiding. Darkness comes out of everywhere. They don't care whether you know or you don't know. In fact, many of them are admitting that they're in darkness. Many people are admitting that they have sold their souls out. Many of them are admitting that they are servants of Satan. They don't care. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I want to start from the beginning. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. One of the things the enemy wants you to do is to lose heart. It wants to bring you, distract you, move you off focus, try to get you involved in the cares of the world and so forth. But in verse 2 it says, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel, now the gospel is a representation of a message, the message of truth. That is the gospel, the message of truth. If our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Christ's sake. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. In other words, you and I came out of darkness. We are in darkness, we came out of darkness. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. This is where we maintain our identity of who we are in Christ. In other words, the world is veiled. Why are they veiled? Look at those who are not being able to, or will not able to, or rejecting truth. They maintain an area of being veiled. They are perishing. So in this veil, I want you to look at this veil. It's not only a veil over the eyes, but it is a seal. These individuals are marked. God says, I know those who are mine. In other words, there's a marking, there's a seal. This is known as a seal of deception. Everyone say seal of deception. In 1 Thessalonians in chapter 5, would you read it with me, starting at verse 1? But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. In other words, something is going to occur. There will be a peace treaty. So they will say peace and safety. There will be a peace treaty. But in this 7-year peace treaty, which will be associated with 7 years, in the middle of the 7 years, that peace treaty will be broke. This will be the 7-year tribulation. The first 3.5 years will be known as tribulation. The second 3.5 years will be known as great tribulation. In verse 4, but you, brethren, are not in darkness so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep. Hello. One of the things the enemy begins to do is try to put you to sleep. That's where people become lazy, compromised, complacent. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do. In other words, as according to the way the world sleeps. This sleep means they are dull to the things that are going on spiritually. But let us watch and be sober or be vigilant. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. He's talking about not just drinking alcohol. He's talking about a drunkenness that is brought forth by the demonic forces, where they are drinking, because what you speak is what you eat. What you eat is what you become. So the enemy is trying to, look at, he brings music through, right? Look at the demonic music that has put people to sleep and drunk. Verse 8, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, the wrath of God is the last 3.5 years of tribulation. We are not appointed for that. So, God willing, we should be going home, unless we've totally misinterpreted this. But regardless of what, you're covered. Amen? You're covered under the blood. You're covered in the secret place. If you're right with God, nothing can touch you. And I can tell you that if you're going to be killed, you'll have no fear. There'll be no fear. God will put his presence on you, and you will desire to go home. In fact, there'll be a point where you don't care whether you're killed or not, because the other side will be so more real to you than this side. So many times people are afraid of death in that area, but we will know. It won't matter, because we will not bow to Satan's kingdom. We would rather die, because we have a hope beyond here. The world doesn't. Their hope is here. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. So it's important that we comfort one another. We encourage one another. No matter what's going on in the world, we can encourage each other, can't we? Amen? Again, we are not accounted for the wrath of God, which is the last 3.5 years. The world is accounted for. Those who are sealed for the wrath, that seal of deception, will bring the wrath of God on people. Go to the book of Genesis, chapter 4. Is everybody there? Verse 9. Let's start at verse 8. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? And he said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and vagabond you shall be on the earth. And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth. And it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me. And the Lord said to him, therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest anyone finding him should kill him. Now, then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. So here the Lord sent a mark, a seal of deception. This mark is called the seal of deception who was placed on Cain. Why? Because he was a murderer. Because the influence that was given to Cain was deception. Does everybody got it? It was deception. So he was marked as a seal of deception. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. In verse 3, it says, let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and a man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things, and now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains, will do so until he is taken out of the way. And I truly believe that that is the body of Christ, the presence of Christ in the body of Christ on the earth, who is still restraining and will be taken out of the way in the middle of tribulation, when the son of perdition, the lawless one, is revealed, who steps in the temple, fulfills the prophecy of Daniel about the abomination, calls himself God. In verse 8, and then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will eventually consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. In other words, they rejected the seal of approval and accepted the seal of deception. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who do not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Does everybody see that? But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through the sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the attaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So again, the gospel. Dead zone. I need a battery. Hallelujah. So the gospel and the epistle. Hallelujah. So the gospel and the epistle is a message of truth. Those who will reject the truth will receive the seal of deception. Those who accept the truth will have the seal of approval. Is everybody okay? Praise God. And Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7. Hallelujah. In verse 23. Let's start at verse 15. And I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit within my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near to one of those who stood by and asked him. In other words, there was an angel of revelation. And stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made known to me the interpretation of these things. Those great beasts which are four kings which arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and ever. Then I wish to know the truth about the fourth beast, which was different from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, with its teeth of iron and its nails of bronze, which devour broke in pieces and trampled the residue with its feet, and the 10 horns that were on its heads, and the other horn which came up. before which three fell, namely that horn which had eyes and a mouth which spoke pompous words, whose appearance was greater than his fellows. I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them. He's talking about Antichrist. Until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was made in favor of the saints most high in time, and the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. Verse 23. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom. Everyone say fourth kingdom. That fourth kingdom is being established right now. It's happening all over. The fourth kingdom is associated with the satanic bloodlines from the beginning. It's associated with the Nephilims. It's associated with the hybrids. It's associated. Their purpose is to bring the seal of deception on as many as they can. The fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom on the earth, which shall be different from all other kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, trample it and break it in pieces. The ten horns are ten kings who shall arise from this kingdom, and another shall rise after them. He shall be different from the first ones and shall subdue three kings. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and laws. Is that happening? Amen. The saints shall be given into his hand for a time and times and half time. That's 3.5 years. But the court shall be seated, and they shall take away his dominion and to consume and destroy it forever. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. All dominion shall serve and obey him, Jesus. So we understand that the fourth kingdom is about bringing and applying the seal of deception on as many as they can. That's what's happening right now. There are many individuals that are carrying the seal of deception. The mark of the beast will be associated with the seal of deception. People are born with the seal of deception until it's removed. In the book of Revelation, chapter 13. Is everybody there? Book of Revelation, chapter 13. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns ten crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. A blasphemous name. Now, that is associated, you know, we're going to get into some areas that may be pretty whatever. And hallelujah. The waters are, in other words, the sea and so forth is association with people. The seven heads are associated with the empires from Egypt through Islam. And on his heads, a blasphemous name. Well, it's a name that is against Christ, isn't it? A blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. In other words, it's going to be associated because the lion here, or the leopard, is associated with Greece, which is now Syria and Lebanon. The bear is associated with Medo-Persia, which is Iran. And the lion is Babylon, Babylon known as Iran. So you can see that, Iraq, I'm sorry. Babylon is Iraq. So we got the lion is Babylon is Iraq, the bear is Medo-Persia is Iran, and the leopard is Greece, associated with Syria and Lebanon. So we're going to see that they are going to join in the area of production and military and so forth. But what reigns in these places? What rules? What is the faith? Muslim. Islam. So what he's saying is, and on their heads they will have a blasphemous name. Well, that name will be Allah. Is everybody all right? In verse 3, and I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. Remember, a beast is associated with a kingdom. So something, one of the kingdoms will be destroyed somehow or wounded in such a way, but it will rise again. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is like the ruler of this country? Who is able to make war with him in this country? Because where there's a kingdom, there is a king, isn't there? And the kingdom is associated with one of these countries. And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blaspheme. And he was given authority to continue for 42 months, which is 3.5 years. Then he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in the earth. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe and every tongue and every nation. And all who dwell on the earth will worship him. They will what? Worship him. Why? Because they have the seal of what? Deception. Whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. So in this, they will worship him because they carry the seal of deception, not the seal that are the Lord's. Remember, there are two races in this world, the race of Christ and the race of Antichrist. That's that. Nothing in between, no compromise. The race of Christ, the race of Antichrist. It doesn't matter what nationality you are, where you came from, you're either in Christ or you're not in Christ. If you are in Christ, you are the race of Christ. If you are not in Christ, you are the race of Antichrist, under the rule of Satan with the seal of deception. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's go to verse 11. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. So he will have a form of a peaceable individual, almost like a Christian, but not quite a, you know, he might not reveal who he is, but he will seem like a peaceable person, but he will speak like a dragon. He will be an expression, a representative. And he exercises all authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, which would be the false prophet. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. In other words, sword means war. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast. That means it was revived. Now again, this beast is associated with the fourth kingdom. That the image of that beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be what? Killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a what? Mark on their right hand or on their forehead, which is associated with the seal of deception. And that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. And I'm not going to get real heavily into this, but I'm going to let you know that 666, of course, the man was made on the sixth day. So it's associated with things of the earth controlled by the spirit realm. Six. In other words, he says you will not be able to buy or sell. Well, you know, the kingdom of God, Jesus is the bridegroom and there is a bride. He is adorning his bride and preparing his bride. There will be a blemish-free bride that he comes to rescue and take away off the earth. Satan has a bride also. It is the false bride. He adorns them with wealth. He adorns them with riches and gold and silver and power and fame. Does everybody understand that? And they receive the seal of deception. That's why you see many individuals in the area of the wealth in the music industry. They give you the seal of 666. Most people don't even realize this is the seal of 666. 666. And then they put it over their eye. They do it with their right hand. Some of them do it with their both hands. That's because they've sold out their soul to Satan. Now, kids pick this up not even knowing what they're doing. It is not associated with the all-seeing eye. And it goes all the way back to ancient times where there are actually hieroglyphics that have found with the same insignias. And it's amazing. And remember, this is the seal of deception. So what the enemy wants to do is seal his own, keep them under deception. There's the seal of the diamond, which they talked about, which is associated with one world order. There are multiple seals that they express themselves. In fact, you're seeing it more now than ever. It's on our dollar bill, the pyramid with the all sign C and I, which is associated with one world order. So we see that the fourth kingdom has come forth and is manifested, and its purpose is to bring the seal of deception, to blaspheme the King of Glory. And he's using the military. His military is the Muslim world. That's his military. You know, the Black Panthers was brought forth to associate in that arena of Muslim belief. And so we're seeing more and more inner military now, even in our own country, that are under the rule of the seal of deception. And it's getting worse. Has everybody got it? Praise God. In the book of Revelations in chapter 14, I want to go a little further here. In verse 9, it says, "And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name." Does everybody see that? So you are seeing this all over. That's why it's important of infiltrating the Muslim belief system. Also, the Quran is associated with 666. The website, www, is 666. You know, all of these things that people don't even realize that are under the 666 is marked in multiple places, but people don't even know where to recognize it. And there are names of goddesses and gods, according to Greek mythologies, no, associated with the fallen angels and the watchers and the Nephilim at that time, that have their names on even promotional products, Adidas, and all many other names that are associated with gods and goddesses of that time. People don't even realize what's going on around them at all. Many of them are under the seal of deception. Is everybody okay? Let's go a little further. In the book of, yes, I like that. Let's go to Revelation 17. In verse 1. "Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, 'Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication.' So he carried me away into the spirit, into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on the scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and what? 10 horns. He's speaking to the same kingdom. Does everybody understand that? The same fourth kingdom. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. Again, this is associated with the false bride. And on her forehead, a name was written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunk with blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. And the angel said to me, Why do you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and the beast that carries her, which has seven heads and ten horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not and yet is. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. There are also seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, and the other has not come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time. The beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth, and is of the seven, and is going to perdition. The ten horns which you saw are ten kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are of one mind. They have given their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. The word says that those who rejected to receive the mark will be beheaded. Well, there's only one religion that beheads. In fact, in the Muslim belief, Islam, if a person in Islam in itself, where they worship and in Mecca, if they do not fulfill their prayer time, they can be beheaded, their own people. They will be their military. And Ezekiel chapter 9. Hallelujah. Seal of deception. In verse 1, then he called out in my hearing with a loud voice, saying, Let those who have charge over the city draw near, each with a deadly weapon in his hand. And suddenly six men came from the direction of the upper gate, which faces north, each with his battle axe in his hand. One man among them was clothed with linen and had writer's ink horn at his side. They went in and stood beside the bronze altar. Now the glory of the God of Israel had gone up from the cherub where he had been to the threshold of the temple. And he called to the man clothed with linen who had the writer's ink horn at his side. And the Lord said to him, Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and put a mark on the foreheads of the men who sigh and cry over all the abominations that are done within it. To the others he said, In my hearing, go after him to the city and kill. Do not let your eye spare, nor have any pity. Utterly slay old and young men, maidens and little children and women. But do not come near anyone on whom is the mark, and begin at my what? Sanctuary. So they began with the elders who were before the temple. Then he said to them, Defile the temple and fill the courts with the slain. Go out. And they went out and killed in the city. So it was that while they were killing them, I was left alone. And I fell on my face and cried out and said, Oh, Lord God, will you destroy all the remnant of Israel and pouring out of your wrath on Jerusalem? And he said to me, The iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great. And the land is full of bloodshed. And the city is full of perversity. For they say the Lord has forsaken the land and the Lord does not see. And as for me also, my eye will neither spare nor will I have pity, but I will recompense their deeds on their own head. Just then the man clothed with linen, who had the inkhorn at his side, reported back and said, I have done as you commanded me. Again, they were the ones that were righteous before. They were humble before the Lord. They wept over the things which man was doing or which man was being influenced by the demonic realm. And they were sealed with perfection. They were sealed with protection. Does everybody got that? So you're either going to be sealed with deception or be sealed with protection. Amen? In Ephesians chapter 1. This is happening before our eyes. And things are getting ready to escalate in a greater way. There are those who will take off the seal of protection and put on the seal of deception. They will exchange it for the riches and wealth and fame of this world, for the lusts of this world. That's why he says, come out from among them. Be separate and don't touch what's unclean. Because they'd be willing to exchange it to live their life according to how they feel or their lusts. And they will exchange the seal of protection for the seal of deception. In Ephesians 1, is everybody there? Oh, hallelujah. In verse 11, let's speak it, please. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, which is the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having been believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until, everyone say until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. In other words, you are sealed with the guarantee of inheritance, but you can always exchange that seal. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. I have a lot of information here. But I want to go to Revelation chapter 15. Just want to make it simple tonight. Just really simple. Fourth kingdom is being manifested right now. Its purpose is to seal as many people as they can with the seal of deception, which end up becoming the mark of the beast. There'll be a time when people will actually sell out their souls. They will actually exchange it because they'll be hungry, so forth. They'll still want the fame. They'll drink of the wrath, but they'll also drink of the blood. They'll drink of the deception. They'll partake. They will turn against one another. They'll turn against any believer. You know, many years ago, we had a video. It was on VHS, something like that. And it had been duped so many times over and over and over. And it was so powerful. And it was talking. It showed about all of these events that were about to happen. And one of the things that it showed about was that, you know, because this country is already sold out, and then there is really no point of return, so we must be prepared. People don't realize in how many concentration camps they have in the United States alone and why they're building so many prisons. They don't realize that behind stop signs there's insignia, which is going to help because many of the other nations that will come in won't be able to speak our language, so there's insignias where they know where to go. There'll be things placed on mailboxes that you might not even understand. It's associated with your name. And whatever insignia is either to leave you alone or pick you up and bring you to a concentration camp. People have no idea what's about to happen and come. I don't know if we'll be there, here for that or not. But we can never lose or exchange the seal of protection, the seal of Christ, that we carry the name, the true name of God. There's only one name, Jesus, not Allah, not Muhammad, not, they're all demons. They're all lies. They're all under the authority of Satan. They're They love hatred, and they love to lie. And they believe to lie for the sake of Allah is okay. And Revelation 15. And we're putting together another video. So, hallelujah. In verse 1. Let's speak it together, please. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested. After these things I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And out of the temple came the seven angels having the seven plagues, clothed in pure bright linen, and having their chests girded with golden bands. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. So again, you and I have been called to righteousness. We have been predestined and chosen. We are watching the fourth kingdom be established and manifested globally. Its purpose is one world order, one world religion, one world government, one world economy, and to rule and reign and control mankind. Actually, they'll probably want to kill as many all humans at some time so they can produce their own race of hybrids. I know this sounds sci-fi and kind of crazy, but this is reality. The seal of deception will never allow you to comprehend reality, never, until that seal of deception is removed. It is the seal of Christ, the promised seal of the Holy Spirit, who guides us to all truth, tells us things to come. We're seeing things unfold, unveil, and manifest. We are the generation of the Lord's return. So be prepared, but count it all joy, because your redemption draws nigh. Amen. I want to encourage everyone to begin and continue to intercede and pray. We have a booklet. It's called Penetrating Prayers. It's excellent. These prayers penetrate. They slap the head of the powers of darkness. They remove demons. They push the kingdoms back of darkness. If everyone would be first strikers, there'd be a lot more victory. Amen? So anyone who writes us or calls us would gladly send you a free penetrating prayer booklet. Now, Father, we want to thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Let the seed be protected. Let it grow and bear fruit for your glory. And let the wisdom and knowledge and understanding be released to your people. And a hunger to remove the seal of deception for those that they may receive the seal of perfection and protection. Lord, I pray a blessing on each and every one and those listeners and those who are watching tonight. And everyone here, may the Lord bless you and keep you, protect you. May the Lord go before you as a consuming fire, his face shine upon you, and his countenance uplift you. And may the Lord grant you favor and prosperity in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.